This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head over to the Maritimes and have a community reporter kitchen party with Milena Kazanavicius in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Hey, good morning, Milena.
Good morning, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Okay, Milena, let's start with something that it's really personal to you. And it's always a reminder that we like it when you give us, it's once a year, a couple times a year, you remind us about folks making sure to sign their organ donation cards. And in the case of Nova Scotia, making sure they're mindful of the opt-out program here as well. So, Milena, remind us a little bit about the sort of personal side of this, but also what we can do to make sure that we have all our affairs in order in regards to organ donation.
Right, definitely I will. I want to say our grocery shelves are empty too, but liquor stores are not because it's the Maritimes.
That's priorities. The Maritimes.
Well, we're never going to run out of alcohol here, I swear.
The Maritimes, a drinking region with a fishing problem.
That's right. this Sunday, January 16, will mark 21 years since I had a kidney and a pancreas transplant, which means somebody had died and donated their organs in order so I can live for an extended 21 years, so I could experience life and do all sorts of things, such as swinging around in the hula hoop 3 feet off the ground. And I think I put in a picture for the audience to see with Legacy Circus. If not, well, too bad. Anyway, Nova Scotia is the only province in North America who has, as of 2019, an opt-out program, meaning that rather than remembering to sign your cards to donate your organs if you should die, you have to remember now to sign your cards, whether your health card or your driver's license, that you do not want to donate your organs, which has proven to, increase donations a little bit more. But there's controversy happening with this opt-out program. And I included a link from the Examiner that was written in July, this past July. And that being the fact that, there is amongst minority groups a belief, and I understand where we'd be coming from, that perhaps when you should pass on and die, that the care will not be given to you as much in order so that they could harvest an organ. Whether this is true or not, I don't know. But there are discrepancies what's happening with the opt-out program. And our healthcare across the country is in a bit of a shambles. So there are not enough surgeons, medical professionals, and those who know how to properly harvest an organ. So there is a bit of controversy. That being said, if you choose to donate your organs, no matter where you are in this province, please do so. One person, and I keep telling these numbers, can save and enhance the life of 52 other human beings. Wow. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot.
And I wouldn't be here if I had somebody not done that for me. So
yeah, that's a lot of positive impact. When you talk about those kind of numbers, it's a positive impact. And as you mentioned, one of the reasons why you're still here today is because of that generosity and spirit of giving that somebody else had in regards to their organs, which meant that you were recently able to celebrate your birthday. Happy belated, Milena. How'd it go?
Thank you. Well, I'm halfway to dinosaur, so hit the big 5-0. It went well. I went for dinner with my parents and two close friends, and then it was a whole week of other celebrations. Hence, why I know the liquor store is still full.
Yeah, birthday week. Everyone knows about birthday week. That's how it goes. You get to be, especially for something like the 50th. That's a big one. You get to have a big to-do and big shindigs when you're doing that. Hey, Milena, let's move on here. Now, yesterday we spoke to Dorothy McNaughton about some of the great outdoor skating options around Sault Ste. Marie. Well, Halifax refuses to be outdone. Tell us about the Emera Oval.
Okay, So the Amara Oval is open for skating. It's free skating every year. In the summer, they provide rollerblades and bicycles and everything free to rent. Unfortunately, because of COVID, there is no rentals right now, because due to lack of staffing, as we can all understand. However, you can still go to the Oval and have a free skate. There is scheduled times for when you can do that. 230 people permitted onto the skating rink. And this skating rink, the Oval, is about the size of a football field, if not bigger. So masks are required. Bring your helmet. Also, you must have a helmet and bring your skate. So, and I know of friends in the Queens who are blind and or partially sighted, low vision, and have kids. So great thing to do to get outdoors and instead of being cooped up in the house and, letting your mind wander in places perhaps where it should not be. Anyway, you can call the Amara Oval at 490-2347. Area code 902-490-2347. Check the online scheduling, and I've included a link for the blog. So the Amara Oval Halifax, take a look at that. Easier for those who don't like their computers, 902-490-2347. And if it's not going to rain today, they'll probably be skating, even though it's minus 15.
Well, minus 15 is a perfect day for skating. The ice is better when it's that cold. AMI.ca/now blog is where folks can find that link that Milena shared, but she also gave you the phone number. You can find that there too. AMI.ca/now blog. Milena, one more thing we have to get to here. Now, every now and then I see words in a script and I'm like, what on earth does that mean? So when I say the words Argyle Fine Arts Pre-Shrunk Show 2022, give me the inside scoop.
Well, they're taking pictures of you and making you into a miniature, Dave.
Oh, that's going to be very difficult for them.
So I guess this is 18 years running. Quite honestly, I've never been to this before, although a friend of mine has a piece of art with some sort of a sea urchin. So it's emerging artists and existing local artists that do in different mediums, genres, art pieces that are 4x5. And at the Argyle Fine Art, 1559 Barrington Street, they're doing their show on starting January 28th, go until February 20th. And you will be able to go in and look at these little art pieces. The curator, that's a hard word for me to say, Adriana, is trying to get as many pieces available for those of us who are blind and partially sighted to be able to actually put our, little paws on so we can actually feel and touch. And, you probably wouldn't be able to make any sense of a small miniature painting, but perhaps a sculpture. These pieces are quite pricey, $175 a piece. However, there's no harm for going in and just taking a look, which the art gallery is open to doing. Go on the 28th of January till February the 20th at Argyle Fine Arts on Barrington Street. Give a call to Adriana and just let me get the number here, unless you have it up there, David.
I do not. I'm dealing with some technological limitations today, Milena. Okay. I don't have it. People can go to the blog, AMI.ca/now blog, AMI.ca/now blog. Milena, we got to scoot, but thank you for making time for us today and enjoy that skate out there in minus 15 weather.
I'm just going to go walk. I'm not going skating, but everybody else can. So,
well, no, just make Lewis drag you. Come on, like, put this dog to work already.
What?
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.